This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Amanda Bauer. It's Wednesday, June 15. In Squiz Kids Today, lights out for five states, an epic ride across Europe, man versus horse, and myths about ships. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Did the lights go out at your house last night? There were warnings yesterday that the power could go out in five states, starting last night with Queensland and New South Wales, and then with Victoria, South Australia and Tassie also at risk for outages today. So why might we be sitting in the dark? It's complicated, but basically the cost of power has been rising very quickly. The organisation in charge of Australia's energy market took action about those climbing costs and put a limit on how much money the energy companies could charge for the power that they generate, which means make. That led those companies to make less power available. And if there isn't enough power, the lights go out. And the internet. And the freezer. Wait, what? Quick, pass me a spoon. No sense in letting perfectly good ice cream go to waste. But don't worry, it's only temporary, with experts saying things should return to normal soon. A lot of Aussie soccer fans probably didn't mind if the lights went out last night because they needed an early bedtime after getting up in the dark yesterday morning to watch our men's team, the Socceroos, win their do-or-die game against Peru in a nail-biting penalty shootout. In case you somehow missed it, I'll put a link in your episode notes to those crazy final minutes. Go, Aussie, go! With the win, Australia qualified for the World Cup to be held in Qatar in November. What's the World Cup? It's only the biggest sporting event in the world, with billions of people watching. Because as much as we love our AFL and rugby in Australia, the round ball is the most popular game in the world. Every 4 years, countries play qualifying matches that lead to 32 nations making it through to the big event. The Socceroos have just scraped in, but they have a massive job ahead. Their first game will be against France, who are the favourites to win not just the game against Australia, but the entire World Cup.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story wherever it lands. And today we've landed in France, which, yes, is the home of that dominant soccer team the Aussies will face in November. But it's also where an adventurous horse and her rider have arrived on their 3,000-kilometre trip across Europe. Louis Hall, a human from Scotland, and Sasha, an Anglo-Arabian horse from Italy, started their trip just north of the Italian capital, Rome, on March 24. They're on their way to the northwestern coast of Spain, where they hope to arrive in mid-July. Louis has a charity called the Big Hoof, which is using his ride to raise money for Ukrainian refugees, people who've been forced to leave their homes because of Russia's invasion. I've put a link in your episode notes to read more about Louis and Sasha's big adventure, as well as a tracker for their journey, which is the equivalent of 71 marathons. Wow.
Animal Kingdom.
Speaking of horses, for only the third time in history, a human has won the man versus horse race. Firefighter Ricky Lightfoot, yep, the man who was light and quick on his feet is actually called Lightfoot, was faster than any of the 1,200 humans and 60 horses that ran the grueling 35.4-kilometre course. Man versus horse is held each year in a Welsh village called Llanrwydydd Wells, close to the pub where it was invented. Back in the 1980s, two men were arguing, over a few drinks, whether a human or horse would be faster on a muddy, mountainous course. The pub's owner sensed an opportunity and the race was born. It took 25 years for a human to win, and Ricky Lightfoot is only the third. Second place this year went to a horse called Lane House Boy. He took 1 minute and 1 second longer than Ricky to cross the finish line. I'll put some photos in your episode notes. It's time to welcome Squizzy the News Hound back into the newsroom to see what misinformation he sniffed out on the internet this week. And he's come ashore after investigating whether a post on social media could possibly be true, that the increase in big ships on our oceans is part of the reason that sea levels are rising. You know it from taking a bath. If you fill the water up too high and then get in, your weight displaces the water and your tub could overflow. So, is it possible that a lot of massive ships loaded up with all the stuff that's traded around the world could be causing rising sea levels? In a word, no. Scientists told the Australian Associated Press's fact checkers that the world's oceans are so huge that if you removed all the ships, global sea levels would drop by a few millionths of a metre. And within 1 day, melting ice sheets, which is caused by global warming, would make up the difference. Myth busted. Thanks for stopping, thinking, and checking, Squizzy.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which country will Australia meet in its first World Cup game? That's right, it's France. Question number two. What is the name of Louis Hall's horse who's carrying him across Europe? You got it. It's Sasha. And question number three. How many times have humans won the man versus horse race in Wales? You've got it. Three times only. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's June 15, and in keeping with the horsey theme of today's podcast, it was on this day in 1878 that the world's first moving pictures were caught on camera. 12 cameras each took one picture of a horse to see if there was a point when all four hooves left the ground. The answer was yes. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Sienna from Forest Lake, Fraser from Townsville, Ava from Maroubra, Ella from Thornley, Ella from Quirindi, Elise from Gaimia, Frenchie from Brunswick, Amelie from Kellyville, Oscar from Hornsby, and Elias from Southbank. And belated shout-outs go to Leia from Strathfield and Lily from South Australia. Classroom shout-outs today are going to Class 3-4C and Miss Campbell at Cobar Public School, Class 2A and Mrs. Gandaputra at Chatswoods Public School, Class 3D and Holsworthy Public School, and Class 5-6L and Mrs. Lee at Maclay Island State School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you want a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. That's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.